Hello guys, welcome to this podcast titled Understanding Aerobics. Aerobics, which literally means with oxygen, are exercises that can be done to lose weight and regain health. There are main types of aerobic exercises, and if you do these exercises daily, you will find that you really will be healthier. So in today's episode, we shall be talking about working your upper body with aerobics. Everyone knows that aerobics is the most important thing in your life when it comes to exercise. Work is something that many people do, not for nothing. Doing aerobics or other exercises is the best way to protect your health. However, aerobics not only helps you stay healthy, but also allows you to be energetic and in a better mood. Aerobics works well for you. Sometimes, no matter how useful the activity is for our whole body, we want to focus on the smallest part of the body that we don't like. It's always good to work on your whole body, but sometimes you may want to work on a problem that worries you, or you know you're too weak. This is where target aerobics comes into play. Our upper body knows we want to work. Our arm muscles and other areas above the buttocks are often things we don't like about ourselves, things we often want to change. We all need strong arms and a strong upper body because we have to move a lot during the day. That is why it is so important to strengthen the upper body. Repetition is important when trying to target your upper body. You want to move your body to keep your muscles working. When running or walking, you should repeat the movements of the arms and shoulders. You have to move them up and over your head and then back, but you have to make sure you keep doing it. This is a good place to jump, because every time you move your arms up and down, you use those muscles. Another important thing to remember is that you get stronger with every movement of your muscles. If you want to get rid of grease on your hands, you have to move the part of the hand that does not fit you. Attaching small weights to your wrist is a great way to strengthen your arms during aerobic exercise. Benefits of a personal trainer for aerobic exercise. There are many ways in your life to get help from a personal trainer, and aerobics is definitely one of them. This is a situation where a personal trainer can help you get the most out of your fitness goals and can help you understand where to go during exercise. It's easy to find a coach who will help you do aerobics. The most important thing is to find a coach who understands who you are and can help you become the best. There are several types of coaches that can fit this idea, so be sure to find someone you are more comfortable with. A coach who emphasizes you may seem good to your practice, but in the long run, you may be very frustrated and unable to do what you want to do better. The key to having a personal trainer is that you really need to be yourself and do everything you can. This means that you need to be willing to work with a coach, but you need to be able to take care of yourself on time and keep fit. Your coach should be someone who can motivate you, but also be willing to allow you to work at your own pace. When you have a personal aerobic trainer, you can rely on one thing: you will be motivated. Often aerobic exercise is something that is easy to forget and for other reasons can be easily abandoned. Leaving work with your personal trainer will be very difficult, so you will most likely train. Until you find a personal trainer who wants to work with you, you will realize that if you want to work in any circumstances you have, it will be very helpful for you and you will be happy with the amount of things you can do. Aerobics and a support system, why you need it and who should be in it. Regardless of the type of work, it is very important to have a support system. Most people use aerobics to stay healthy and resist weight loss. There are many people who can be a part of your support system to keep you as healthy as possible. First, the head of your support organization should be a health professional. Doctors can advise you on an aerobic routine and alert you to anything you can do that is harmful to your body. When your doctor is with you for aerobic treatment, you know you are safe and you are making the right health decisions. Be sure to check with your doctor regularly to list your progress and consult with him or her when you change your aerobic schedule drastically. Personal trainers should be at the top of your support team's list. If you can afford it, a personal aerobics drive is the best way to achieve your weight loss or support goals. Personal trainer adjusts your shape and gives tips on how to benefit most from aerobic exercise. He also supports you morally and always asks you to do better. Your family can also provide the best support system. Whether you're at home or doing aerobic exercise, you can work with your family to live a healthy lifestyle by eating healthily. You can take the whole family to try aerobics. This is a great way to connect and do the right things for your body. Finally, look for people who do aerobics around your support system. You can work with a partner for inspiration. Find someone who wants to do aerobics and go to the gym or go to class at the same time. This can be a great incentive. You can also find broader fitness partners by joining aerobics classes, after school and swimming. Talk to these new friends and you will find that living a healthy lifestyle is helpful. Having good team support when starting aerobic programming can be very different. Thanks for listening. See you next time.